I prayed to know the truth about our inner connection. That night, my request was answered in a most astounding way, through a transcendent experience that revealed the truth of twin rays and forever altered my understanding of the dual nature of the soul. Awakened by a voice calling my name, I opened my eyes and looked up into a golden ball of light hovering above me. As I became fully awake, I realized that it was Elizabeth, her dazzling I Am presence. What should I do? Enfold me, came the immediate inner reply. Enfold you? How do I enfold light? While pondering this dilemma, I rose upward out of my dense body toward my beloved, and as my heart opened, I enveloped her. Our hearts and minds became one in a sea of luminosity that was the union of bliss and emptiness, no consciousness of self or other, only the one eternal reality of God. Awakening in the morning, still permeated with that ecstatic joy of oneness, I realized that the spiritual union I had just experienced so far transcended ordinary human sex, that I would never again seek in duality what could only be attained through the union of consciousness. I knew that if every human being could experience that union of polarities within themselves, that marriage made in heaven, there would be no strife or war. The bliss that I had experienced that night was similar to what I had experienced in meditation when the male and female currents join within. My heart was grateful to the Masters for allowing this union, an experience that answered my prayer to know the truth of this relationship more eloquently than any words they could have spoken. Quote from the book Apprentice to the Masters by Peter Mountchester, narrated by Anya Schaefer.